March Madness comes to Hartford on March 21st for the first time in 20 years, and the city is hoping it will be a great opportunity to showcase local businesses. While the games are being played at the XL Center, the city's plan is to attract tourists to a nearby destination. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
Local officials are going back to a familiar strategy for the tournament. They're going to shut down Pratt Street so that cars don't interfere with area foot traffic, people with money to spend on entertainment. One participating local business is the Hanging Hills Brewing Company. Five area beer makers will be selling their best brews to Pratt patrons. Joe Plouffe is Hanging Hills founder.
Pratt Street is a really cute little street. They shut it down in the spring and the summer, and it's just like one of those things we're trying to draw attention to both the city of Hartford and also the businesses that have popped up in the last couple of years that could really use some attention from the suburban communities as well as the people traveling from all over to see these games. And we know that people are coming from all over the country to see these things, and it gives us an opportunity to showcase what we do.
There will also be live music, artists performing on the street, and a bunch of 75-inch TVs placed throughout the area so people can follow all of the game action. Chip McCabe is organizing this effort for the city.
We're hoping that on that Thursday, especially when you've got the two sessions and all eight teams are playing, we're hoping to just kind of keep everybody downtown. You know, there's tons of great restaurants, tons of entertainment opportunities. And so we're hoping that those dollars that could drift out of the city kind of stay there for at least that three-day weekend.
The Connecticut Convention and Sports Bureau is anticipating $7.7 million of revenue could pour into the area as a result of the tournament. And the XL Center is expecting 13,000 to 14,000 fans per session. A total of six games will be played there Thursday and Saturday. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.